This is the Reflector Reflections podcast. My name is Annie. Join me as we revisit with our guests who have been on their journey over this past year or longer and reconnect with them to see where they're at and how they're going. Today's beautiful conversation is with Karishma, who, if you remember, was on episode 4, right back at the beginning. Karishma is a 1-3 reflector, and I am just so grateful that you and I are finally reconnecting now. Welcome. Welcome.
Hi, Annie. Thank you so much. I know it's been so long. But it feels like almost like not as long. It feels like time really hasn't passed. But I was doing, I looked back as well. I was like, I want to check the date that I was first on the podcast so I could kind of like just see where we were at. And it was so long ago.
It was.
Yeah. 2021 was like, who is that version of me?
Yeah. It's like 1999 with the whole Prince thing. Oh gosh, I just said that. That's showing my age. How have you been? How has your journey been over this past year? Have you been using human design? Like, how's that looking for you?
Well, I think so. I still do use human design, both for myself and as a coach as well for clients and readings and things like that. But definitely like my relationship with it has evolved. And also like I think we all go through these phases where we're like, we just want to take a step back from human design. And so in that way, my relationship has definitely evolved, and I don't rely on it as much anymore, I think. Again, maybe it's natural for everyone, but definitely happened to me where I wanted to relate everything that was going on in my life through a human design lens. And not to say that I don't do that anymore, like at all, but I do it a lot less. And also just my language with it has changed. Like I tend not to like bring it up even as much as I used to with friends, with family. In my client sessions, I refer to it, but I don't stick too much to the language, I would say, because, and I know this is like maybe controversial, like, you know, Ra's wording was very specific. A lot of people will say that, but I feel for me that it gets distracting when you're so technical on the language. And unless you're somebody that's studying the system or like really going to go down the path of, you know, really learning about it and listening to Ra and, I don't know, just doing like, yeah, just studying and absorbing the information, then why do we need to be so dogmatic about the language? Because it's distracting, I feel, to the essence of it and to the actual kind of change and impact it can have on someone's life. Like for me, I realized it's so much more accessible to a client to tell them, you know, for example, if they have an undefined root center, to explain to them how that energy and those not self themes are playing out in their lives versus to be like, oh, you know, the mechanics of the root center are very like, it's your energy and your adrenaline and you have it undefined, which is this. It's just, they're like, okay, that means nothing to me, you know? And that's just my perspective and approach on it. But I know maybe that's controversial. I know people won't agree with me. But yeah, it doesn't matter to me. That's how I use it. Yeah.
I really love that. I love that. That's, you know, and I think that's a really beautiful way to use it. And you just said that unless you're going to go down the path of, you know, wanting to be a really strict teacher in this, why can't we play with it? Or why can't we just take little bits and pieces of it and apply it to our life or our business? Is exactly what you're doing. I'm like, that's exactly what it's here for, mm-hmm. in my opinion. And I love it. I love it. That's how you're using it. You've just grabbed bits and pieces, or do grab bits and pieces of what people need to, and you Oh, no. Perfectly said was what I want to say.
Thank
wow,
you.
Suddenly I was just channeling some Italian, then I'm just like, ah, oh, bellissimo.
No, I mean, I just think it depends on the context, you know, like I gave that example of their undefined root, like that's going to have the impact. But then I realized the context for a lot of people is that they want to learn more about the system, or they want to like understand the language. And even myself, like I want to understand the language. I want to understand, like, you know, in fact, for example, I did the reflector journey container with Amanda towards the end of last year. And that was very helpful to me. And that was very like technical on the information. We were looking into guilt motivation. We were looking into our different variables. Like, you know, it does help me to have that. But then for me, I want to make the most impact in other people's lives. And that's not necessarily through going into all of the language and the mechanics and the technicalities of the system.
Yeah.
Versus it's just about being like, hey, this is what it tells you about yourself. Now go do something with that, you know?
Yeah. And, but something I was just, you know, talking about today, it just takes time. Just takes time for you to kind of feel into that and express it through however you need to express it or not express it or do whatever it is that you need to do with it. I just love that. I love that, you know, you can be comfortable sitting in this space.
Well,
as you are now.
Yeah. And I think it helps that I'm not really like in a specific, like, you know, the human design community where I feel like I have to be more like precise or technical. I'm like, I'm just out here doing my own thing. And I'm literally out here doing my own thing, right? Like I'm on the other side of the world from a lot of people who share and talk about human design. So I'm fine to just be out here.
How is it? You're still in Singapore?
Yeah.
How is it like received there? Is it a thing?
There are definitely people who really like learn about or embody the system, and the more I'm like, the more time is passing, the more people that are knowing about it as well, like in general, but here as well. I wouldn't say that, like, I know people who know human design, and like there's maybe some like practitioners who, you know, do like things like sound healing or like yoga, you know, yoga teachers who know about it and who kind of use it in their own lives. But I wouldn't say that there's like a real community of anyone. I think everybody kind of just does their own thing and has their own interpretation and understanding of the system here. And so I don't see it in, like, you know, of course, like I'm on social media, so I see how on the other side of the world, maybe there are more people coming together and kind of like coming and like discussing and having like in like these in-depth conversations about human design and about different parts of design, and also like, you know, maybe 2027 and things like that. And here, like, I don't have that here. Like, yes, I know people that are, again, I know people that are interested in the system and have understood it for themselves, but yeah, there's no real community. And for myself, like, I don't feel like I'm lacking in that. Like, I don't feel like I'm lacking in having a human design community. So I'm also okay with it. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I feel you there, because what's our time difference? We've got 3 hours between us, don't we? Because it's nearly 8 here.
Oh, yeah.
Is it 2 hours or 3 hours?
It might be 2 because it's nearly 6 p.m. here. Yeah.
Yeah. So 2 hours between us. And that's huge, because I know some of the events are like 6 a.m. for me. So that'd be 4 a.m. for you. And there's no way. So I just want to echo that I feel you on that it's very hard to be a part of that community, even when you wanted to be, if you ever wanted to be. I know at one point I did as well, when it's just not in your time zone.
Yeah.
And so you kind of just let it go, don't you? You just go, oh, well, and you move on.
Yeah. especially now, I feel like in the beginning, I would try to stay awake for events, or even when I was, you know, doing like my courses where I was learning human design. I did a couple of like live group, group containers. Then I would definitely be like, okay, I'm going to stay awake so that I could be part of it. But I think now I'm just like, okay, I don't feel the need at this point in my life to be in a closer community with anyone who's very much in human design.
Yeah.
So maybe that will change, you know? And it did change. For example, like I said, I did join Reflector Journey with Amanda. That was like, I think it was like September to November 2022. So it was not too long ago. And at that time in my life, I really felt like I wanted more community support, and specifically with Reflectors. So when I saw that she had that group container, I was like, okay, I'm going to jump on it, because I felt like I needed it at the time. And it was really great. And just coincidentally, what happened with everyone who was participating in that round, we all ended up being in similar time zones. So Australia and Bali, in fact, and me in Singapore. So it just worked out for all of us.
Yeah.
And it was really nice to have that like 3 month experience, just like very much connecting with other reflectors. And I felt like I needed it then. And then I also don't feel like I need it currently. So yeah, it's always changing, of course.
Yeah. The story of our lives. ever changing. So tell me about, like, you know, when we chatted, it was still, I think you were only a couple of years into it. I think you and I were still like only a couple of years into it. You've now got this, you have a completely different feel about you, which I love. It's just like Karishma's come into Karishma. Like and we were just saying off air, you're like, I don't notice the difference. And I'm like, well, I do. Can you share a bit about how your life has been over the last year? Like, what have you gone through? If you'd like to, of course.
Yeah, I think it's interesting to me that you're saying that. And I do feel a shift. I'd say I feel a shift now. I feel a shift in the past month or so, maybe a little bit more than a month. But 2022 was actually, it was kind of a low year for me in so many different ways. And so if we had been speaking like even in November 2022, I wouldn't have agreed with you. And I've been like, I don't know. And you may not have even seen it in me. I mean, who knows? But and I've pinpointed like, well, so interestingly enough, like as much as I, of course, still pay attention to human design, in my day-to-day life, what I've been overall paying a bit more attention to has just been general astrology transits. So kind of like I've been trying to tune more into the sun seasons. So, you know, currently we're in Pisces season, and I've just been trying to observe more generally how I change through the sun seasons. I think at one point I was really trying too hard to track my lunar cycle and to see how I change month to month. And I was getting very, well, obviously, as we know, the moon moves really fast. So I was like, I can't keep up with the moon and tracking my changes because it's just too fast. Yeah. So then I was like, okay, I'm not going to do anything. And then I realized that I do feel a difference in who I am more. It like I can actually notice the difference in who I am, what I'm interested in, what I'm doing, how I'm feeling in the sun seasons and the astrological seasons. So that's what I've been tracking more than anything. And along with that, like tracking some other planets like Saturn. I'm really big into like seeing what Saturn's up to. and even like, you know, I just feel like I've been noticing how those transits are affecting me a little bit more. And now as we're like moving out of Saturn being in Aquarius and into Pisces, I'm kind of curious for that change in my life. But yeah, I do feel like And noticing my patterns as well with the sun seasons, like I feel like I tend to come a little bit more alive, like between September to like April or May, and then June and to through to August, I'm like, nobody talk to me. I'm very low energy. I'm very like, I almost get like, I get sometimes I like I noticed it last year. I was like disassociating a lot, and I was just not in a very good mental health place. And I realized that there does seem to be a pattern with the times of year this is happening to me. Like even if I track, like for example, in my coaching or when I feel like most like kind of alive and want to show up online more, or show up for clients or get more clients or, you know, just have more in of an income and more of a presence as a coach. That tends to happen around September and October. So things like that have been really interesting for me. And part of me understanding that has been letting go of the need to understand it, if that makes sense. Like I said, I was really trying to track my lunar cycle. It wasn't working, so I just kind of like let go of that idea.
Did you
Yeah,
come
so
from like a, did you come from a background in astrology when you found human design, or were you, is astrology sort of new to you since the human design
yeah, they
phase?
both kind of came into my life at the same time. So
Right.
I think as a brown person, as an Indian person, like astrology has always been a thing that we know about. And a lot of us, like traditionally, we base a lot of our lives on astrology. So, for example, like choosing a wedding date for couples, like is really based on what is an auspicious date according to astrology, according to like the two individual birth charts put together. So astrology has always been a background theme to my life, but I never took the understanding of it into my own hands. So it's interesting. I can't recall which came first, human design or astrology. They both kind of overlap for me in terms of understanding them for myself. In terms of astrology always being a part of my life, like I've always kind of been like, oh, okay, I'm curious to know what's happening for me astrologically. But that was very much a let me go show somebody my chart. And it was even like, let me go show somebody my chart. Like, let me ask my mom to help me show somebody my chart. So it's very like, I was very detached from the information. Yeah, so both, I feel like me exploring both modalities, both tools for myself happened around the same time. And maybe, again, maybe that's just normal, like that I'll go through phases with each, you know, like right now I seem to be more just focusing on astrology versus human design. And yeah, maybe it's all phases.
And is the astrology that you work with, is it tropical? Is it Vedic? Is it?
Me personally, when I look at astrology, it's tropical, Western, but I definitely do have curiosities and an insight into Vedic astrology. I mean, they're just so different. And I think as well, like again, coming from an Indian background, like, you know, a lot of people are fascinated. Like, of course, there's this whole debate always about tropical versus sidereal astrology, but as an Indian person, our understanding of Vedic astrology and the approach is so different. Sometimes I find it to be very patriarchal. The way that it's spoken about and shared. And so that's kind of always been my point of contention with it and why I've stayed away from it. I personally follow tropical, yes, but I do have my curiosities.
Excuse me. Have you ever run your chart via sidereal?
My human design chart. Yeah. So, I can't remember the profile, but I'm a generator according to sidereal. And you know, I have no kind of urge or like interest at the moment to look more into it, but Something that I've always wondered about, looking at my human design from a sidereal perspective, like, is that somewhere that I'm meant to grow into? I mean, sorry, is that somewhere I'm meant to decondition from and then grow into, if that makes sense? So yeah. If I think about myself as a generator, then of course I've always tried to live my life as a generator, right? Mm-hmm. Like we all do.
Yep.
But maybe I needed to go through a deconditioning process and live my life as a reflector. And maybe I will need to grow into living my life as a generator. I don't know if that makes sense, but that's just something that
I really love that.
Thought about.
I actually really, really love that because one of the things I've kind of like been throwing around, because, you know, it's all about play, is what if, you know, what if this position is different? So in sidereal, it's just like, you know, and I feel that. So my profile changes from a 5-1 to a 3-5. I have so much respect for 3-5s because I feel like yeah. I've got so many third lines in my chart anyway. It's just like I know how that feels. I can't deny it. So I often just sort of go, what if? And I love what you just said then, like, what if? What if? So I like to explore those things. So I'm glad that you said that because it's just like, what if that's the way it goes, that you've got to kind of like move through life? I love that. It gives me tickles. Yeah.
It's just something that I've been thinking about because I feel like, I mean, and this is, sometimes I feel like being a reflector is limiting. And that's, I know that's just something that I also have to kind of explore. Like, why do I feel so limited by being a reflector? But like, I was just thinking about it. In fact, I was thinking about it a couple of days ago. So it's really interesting that we're having this conversation now. I was thinking about it. I was like, what if I actually just stopped thinking of myself as a reflector and started thinking of myself as a generator? Then would I be able to do what I wanted to do on a daily basis and on a basis of like achieving what I feel like I want to achieve? And that's why, for example, when I say like, I don't feel like things have very much changed in my life since 2021 and since we had our first chat, it's because like I haven't really built on the things that I feel like I want to build upon for my life, for my, like, you know, my like my legacy, or you know, if we're gonna go into like these big things, overall life purpose, dharma, potential, whatever. I'm like, sometimes maybe if I just think about myself as a generator, I'll be able to get there, you know? And then I was like, but I am a generator according to sidereal. So it just kind of led me down this like thought pattern, which I haven't fully formed my thoughts there yet, but it's really interesting that even we're talking about it.
I think we're all exploring it, just going, I, you know, and in human design, they talk about, you know, especially reflectors, like we cycle through when our gates go through that lunar cycle, we cycle through it all. So yeah. It's, you know, and another, you know, another profile that I really identify is with the manifestor, and not in the initiation, but, you know, I it's like I know firsthand how that anger, that not self theme feels, and I yearn for peace. And it's just like, I yearn for peace.
Yeah.
I'm like, why can't that be my thing?
Well, and actually this was something that I was noticing a lot, and I kept bringing it up with Amanda and the others in the reflector journey as well, is like, sometimes when I really pay attention to like both things, I pay attention to myself and then I pay attention to the transits, I realize that there's so many times, like there's a couple of days, for example, where I'll be like, I'm feeling so frustrated, like frustration. And that word will constantly be a word that I'm using. And only in a specific like couple of day period. And then I go check my chart and like, for sure I'm defined, my sacral becomes defined, right? And I'm like, well, yeah. So that is so fascinating that in this particular time period where I've become a generator according to the transits, that I'm using this language. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we're experiencing all of it as we know. And like, we can really know what it's feels like to be different types. And like, yeah, I think it's kind of amazing that the language comes up as well. Like, even you're saying peace,
yeah,
I think that's fascinating.
Yeah, I yearn for peace. But I love, you know, again, what you were just saying then, like it's, don't catch it all the time. But I yes. guess in that time, you know, what you're saying there about when I, when I'm feeling frustrated, I will straight away think to myself, right, this is a not self theme. Like what's not in line with me right now? Or what have I done that, and I can draw on that knowledge of a generator and just go, what is happening? Where have I overcommitted here? Or where have I said yes where I should have said no? And they're tools.
Exactly.
They're the tools I use every day. All of those not self or you know, in alignment themes. It's not just always about surprise.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, again, like, I mean, I love that. I love that you like use that in your day to day and like look at, yeah, because it's not only about the not self of the type, it's about the not self of each center. And, you know, there's even like the shadow side of each gate, et cetera. So there's so many more things that we can pay attention to versus being like, I'm this type, so this is what I experience. But speaking of like surprise and disappointment, something that I find myself saying, like I catch myself thinking or saying a lot is, I'm disappointed, but I'm not surprised. So I feel like I'm constantly in a place of, I'm disappointed, but I'm not surprised. And I don't know what that is. Like, I don't know, is it because I have too many expectations? And then I end up disappointed by the outcome, but then not surprised that the disappointment is there because I know I had expectations. It's just interesting when we start paying attention to our like thought patterns and language as well.
Yeah. That sounds to me like a loop of just going, I'm still disappointed, so that's why I'm not surprised. I think true surprise really catches us off guard. Like we go, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, it's like if somebody sends you a gift, but at the same time you know exactly what it is and it's like a fake surprise. It's not really a surprise. It's like,
yes.
Oh, I knew that you were going to send that, but oh, wonderful, thank you. It's like, it's not really a surprise. It's just like, it's kind of fake because we've already expected it. And exactly. Just expected it. There you go.
Expectations.
Yeah. Oh, we're funny, aren't we? We're funny individuals. I love exploring like just humans, breaking down humans and just exploring all avenues.
Yeah, absolutely.
Talk to me. Are you still doing the same work? Are you still in the Dharma coaching stuff that you were doing? I'd love to hear about what you're doing in life, if you'd like to share.
Yeah, I mean, I do still do my coaching and my sessions. I haven't really, like, again, I think even with that, I go through phases. So, like I said, there's tends to be a burst of energy towards, like, from, like, September onwards. So I feel like that was there in 2022. And then since we've come into 2023, like, I've really not kind of, one is I just haven't had that many sessions come through. And I haven't really been pushing for them because the energy seems to be a bit lower as well. But overall, yes, I'm still doing that. I think there is like certain like areas that I would like to grow into as a coach. And one of them, you know, is also exploring more like Vedic astrology. So just kind of in a, oh, what are the next steps for me phase. But overall, yes, I still am coaching and having sessions and very much enjoying them.
And having fun.
Yes, exactly.
That's what I've seen. It's just like you're just having fun exploring life.
Pretty much. Pretty much. Just exploring and having fun and kind of like living in the day to day versus like stressing out too much about, you know, what's coming up. And I think for me, like, one of the things I noticed overall, like in the past couple of years, is that I was very much living in the past. And I think I realized that in towards the end of last year, I was like, maybe the reason that I'm so down is because I'm really constantly trying to, like, I'm either living in the past.
Yeah.
And kind of fixated on all the things that have kind of happened to me or have like played out in my life. Or I'm very anxious about the future And I'm like, well, what's going to happen? Like, where do I go from here? Because like this stuff has happened and I don't know what's going to happen next. And I'm just like scared of it. And that's something that I've consciously shifted out of as well, is like, okay, let's just kind of live in the moment and like focus on the day-to-day growth and the day-to-day things that I can do for myself. So yeah, maybe that's also what has caused, what has created this external shift that you see and that I feel as well, because it really took to a point of me very consciously being like, you know, I'm gonna stop with this past fear and future anxiety that I've been experiencing.
You just you and I think there was something that you were doing. You just took a plunge and you're just like, this is who I am. There was something that happened, and I'm not sure where it is. I want to say last week, but it was probably like 6 months ago, because you know time to us is just like crazy.
What
But
is
there was just
time?
this, yeah, what's time?
What is time?
There was just this moment. I just remember seeing it where it was just like, whoa, here she comes. It was just like you literally just went, fuck the world, I'm coming, this is me, this is who I am.
Oh,
And it was just, just an external person watching on. I'm just like, you go, girl.
wow. Oh, that's amazing.
I
Thank
just
you for
remembered.
saying that.
Yeah, I just remember that. I can't. It might have been even after like the Becca and Jules challenge. I think that a couple of you
Oh,
guys were
yes.
doing, because that would have
Yes.
been really like empowering. But anyway, I just wanted to sort of say that and go, it was noticed. Well, I noticed it, and I'm just like, yes, go.
Thank you. Oh my God. No, that's amazing. Thank you for saying that. Because I don't like, part of it was a conscious decision, like I said, to like shift out of this like victim mentality and kind of just shift out of and like, oh, what the hell is happening to me? And then part of it has also just been like not very like, it's not like a calculated decision, you know, it's not like a very intentional or precise thing that I started doing, but it's nice to hear that it's being noticed and received, because I'm kind of like, oh, I don't know what's happening. Very much in a like a flux or change period, I feel.
Well, when I quickly, because I didn't listen to it, as we were saying, like just looking back at both of us, like we've all grown. It's just beautiful.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh my God, look at little Annie 14 years. Oh my God, 14 months ago, you know, I just think, oh my gosh, like I'm a different person. You're a different person, but it's just
Yeah.
like, we're still here, and we're still navigating this, and we're still like reaching out. I don't know. I just love it. I love this journey of life, and just going, you know, we can appreciate everybody in all phases, all chapters.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that. I love that. Like, I guess at the same time as you feel like so much has changed, you feel like nothing has changed. One thing that is kind of constant is like, obviously time is passing, and no matter what, like as long as we're being authentic, like I feel like that's for you, that's for me, like we are just expressing ourselves authentically all the time, that it's always going to be well received, and it's always going to like, yeah, like keep chugging and like just, yeah, just, and like also attracting the right people. Like if you're saying that, you know, you notice, then I'm like, oh great, like then the right people, like good people are noticing, people that I want, you know, to be in my life still are noticing, and things like that. So yeah, that's amazing.
You know, I'm going to ask you the question that I ask everybody. It's
Yeah.
coming. You know, it's coming. Tell me, you've got a baby reflector, and I mean all respect here by saying that new reflectors coming on board. What's a little bit of advice that you could give them as you've journeyed down this path?
Wow, that is actually a very hard question to answer, even though as new is coming. I think it's just the like, the kind of like the big thing is the self-awareness piece and the kind of the grace that you need to give yourself on the self-awareness journey. And it's like, it's the knowing and the accepting that, like, as for all of us, we're gonna go through different phases with trying to understand ourselves and trying to figure it out, and we're gonna get like very maybe caught up in the language or like even how I did, like caught up in tracking your lunar cycle, but then you go through a phase where you're like, let go of all of that. It's just about the grace of like allowing everything to constantly be changing, and even your awareness of everything to constantly be changing. Because that was something that has honestly taken me a while, just the grace of like giving myself that space and time to be like, okay, that's fine. I'm a different person. Okay, I'll be a different person the next time as well.
And maybe in 12 to 14 months when we catch up again, we'll be completely different versions of ourselves, but the same, same, but different.
Oh, definitely. Yes, we definitely will be, right? And even like, yeah. I mean, even like, even if I think about like, for example, 14 months ago, the people that were in my life, you know, everything is a lot the same, and that, you know, I still live in Singapore. I still, you know, I have this home that I live in and everything is the same, but like people change, places change, you know, like everything is like maybe externally it doesn't look like it's changed. And that was one of my fears as well when I was like, oh, what am I going to catch up with Annie about, because nothing has changed. But actually, like, yeah, like things are always changing, and they definitely will be changed in the next 12 to 14 months as well.
Do you feel now that we've had this chat, how much has changed with you? You know, you were like, oh, what can I talk about? What's changed? Nothing's changed. But do you have a little glimmer into how much you have changed? Not so much that you're far from where you were, but how more growth or how much more evolvement there has been?
Yeah, I do feel it. And I'm happy that we had this, because it gave me the opportunity to feel it. So thank you for that. But at the same time, like, you know, we're always like, at least I'm always putting pressure on myself, and I'm like, okay, but not enough has changed, you know, like
got to do more, be more. Oh my God, there's a generator coming out of
you. or things that I want to change haven't yet changed. And sometimes that's where I get down about myself too.
Yeah.
It's like, I want this to change in my life, but it's not. Yeah. And yeah, but definitely, like, I am definitely so thankful and grateful for you to even have the opportunity for me to come back and for me to reflect on what's changed and to let go of that kind of judgment that came with it initially when I saw your email. I'm like, I'm not going to book the call because I don't know what to talk about. So yeah, thank you for at least giving me the opportunity.
I'm so glad you did. And you know what, from my point of view, when I, you know, send those out and then I don't hear from people, I'm just like, oh, do they not want to talk to me? But you know what? And then hearing from the other side, it's just like, but I don't feel like I can contribute enough. And I'm like, but yeah. Yes, just you being you is enough. You know, so it's just like, again, it's how much we sort of doubt ourselves, don't we?
Yes.
We doubt ourselves. Here I am sitting going, oh, no one wants to talk to me. And you're like, well, I've got nothing to contribute. And I'm just like, who cares? Can we please just talk?
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't even like at all about me not wanting to talk to you. It was all me. It was all me in my head being like, no, I can't do this. What am I going to say?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's so we're definitely focused on ourselves.
We are.
And our self-doubt.
Yeah, it's all in here. Crazy. Oh, I'm just so glad that we finally got to do this.
Me too.
And thank you so much.
Thank you.
And let's not make it 14 months next time.
Oh yeah, I hope not.
Oh, you might just give Human Design the flick and go, like, piss off. But if you don't, then let's chat again.
Absolutely. I would love that.
How can people connect with you?
Just on my Instagram. I would definitely love to have anyone come through and connect. It's mostly me sharing my personal life, but definitely am up for connecting with any reflectors or non-reflectors even.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you so very much for having this chat with me, having this catch-up chat and just chatting about where you're at.
Yes, thank you for giving us the platform and for giving us the opportunity to be seen as reflectors. So thank you for that.